This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of fake jerseys, as we were talking about the Lions, jerseys are going to be flying off the shelves, and somebody said he bought knockoff jerseys.
Yeah.
I think my favorite fake, there's two that stand out, fake jersey stories of all time. One is my brother-in-law, Larry, who's got a knockoff Detroit Lions number 20 Saunders jersey. And Kang, the cereal box top jersey that you got as a kid.
The best.
It's custom.
It was custom. And it was, you were a Jordan fan.
Yep.
And so was it your mom that collected the box tops?
Yeah, the cereal at General Mills or whatever, right?
And could order a basketball jersey. It was a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
She knew you liked Jordan and the Bulls.
Yep. So she got the number 23.
Yep.
For some reason, they didn't have the color red.
Yep.
So she picked the closest color was orange.
Yep.
And the name says Kang.
Instead of Bulls on the front, yeah, it says Kang.
Team Kang.
That's amazing.
Instead of Bulls. In black, though. At least it's in black. The number is in black. The name Kang is in black.
It's great for Halloween.
So great.
It's a Halloween favorite.
Yep.
Black and orange.
It's my favorite. One of my favorite jerseys, man.
Should be.
You still don't have the thing anywhere, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I posted it, I think, that day we talked about it. I went home and found it.
I have a vision in my head of this jersey. So great.
It's real to me, Doug.
I know. Dude, I know.
When do your daughters want to wear that? They're like, Daddy, do you have anything?
Yes. I've had her wear it. Yeah.
Have you?
Hell yes. Yeah, you have. Hell yeah, you have.
Any interest in a Lions jersey from your oldest yet?
No, we buy our Lions gear. Okay. I stay away from the name stuff because obviously you don't know who's going to stick around. And I have her just, you know, you're rooting for laundry here. We're rooting for the blue team. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's more the team than the player.
No, I hear you. All right. So there's a story that went viral, and it's viral, and it's kind of violent. This was a pickleball attack. Details are a little sketchy, but here's what we know. It appears to be match point in some sort of pickleball league or tournament. I do not think it's professional because the participants are not wearing any sort of matching uniform. I would imagine if it were a professional pickleball league, there'd be a matching uniform element to it. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even the warehouse games, as ridiculous as they are, they have uniforms.
There are two guys that I think are in white shirts. I brought the video up for you to watch.
Uh-huh.
Two guys are in white shirts, correct?
I see one guy in a white shirt in the front court. I can't see his partner, but I'm assuming he's ready to serve or something.
Okay, and the other two are like in green or blue or some darker. Kind
of dark gray or something, yeah.
Gotcha. So anyway, it appears to be match point in doubles pickleball in some sort of tournament or league. And we did get the name of one of the guys on the winning team. His name is Peter Schonk. Now, Peter, we're going to play some audio for you. You're going to hear the last point. And Gator, you can describe it as you watch it.
Okay.
And Schonk, his team wins. You will hear Schonk yell, "Come on, let's go." Then as they go to shake hands, he lets a F yeah go. And then, as they go to shake hands, something happens, and it leads to violence. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to hit play and describe what you are seeing.
All right. So there's the point. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. There's volley back and forth.
Or shunk.
Really happy about it. Oh, he just knocked went to knock the racket out. Oh, my. And the dude responded by kicking him in the face. Okay. In the face. And now it's going to the other court. Having to break things up. The one dude who got kicked in the face is now he's sitting down. He's trying to sit up. His partner's coming over, make sure he's going to check on him, make sure he's all right. Meanwhile, the other guy is being housed in the back there like he's in trouble.
So I'd say these guys look like they're in, I don't know, late 20s into their mid-30s, something like that.
I don't know how old they are. Yeah. I think they're probably in the 30s.
Okay. So Shonk was really fired up that they won.
I watch it again. He gets blasted by a kick.
When Shonk happens to say, F yeah, he kind of goes to shake the hand of a guy across from him on the other team, and he knocks the paddle out of his hand. The paddle falls to the ground. Shonk reaches down to pick up his opponent's paddle that he knocked out of his hand, and while he's bent over, the opponent kicks him in the face.
In the face.
Kicks him in the face. Shonk is down for the count. And then a lot of pushing and shoving takes place after that.
So I love watching this. This is funny to me.
I thought it would be.
I mean, it's violent and it's unnecessary, but Shonk gets a little too pumped up for winning a pickleball game.
No, he is pumped up.
The dude who's in white is also wearing pink shorts, by the way, which is fantastic. I don't blame him for being upset. This is not, kicking him in the face, but yep. I'd be upset. Like, dude, what are you slapping up? Grow up. But when he kicks him, so his partner has his back to it. His partner doesn't even see it.
So the guy who did the kicking, his partner did not see
it. No, so his partner is like, he's not even crossing the other side of the court to get into the fray. He's like, I don't even know what the hell happened. Meanwhile, the partner of Shonk confronts the guy who kicked him in the face immediately. And he pushes him a couple of times. And it really just stops there. I mean, there's not much after the kick is the only violence.
Now, Shonk claims that he lost his memory for 3 hours after he got kicked. Now, there's a couple things about this story.
Oh, man.
Something else, isn't it?
That's straight out of the UFC, that kick. He's not a downed opponent.
No, and he also didn't even, swing his leg back. It was kind of a lift straight from the ground. Yeah. That's how much kicks can do damage, by the way, people.
Yes.
So there's a couple things about this. One is you got Shonk, who's like this pickleball hero who is so fired up that he won. And then you got his opponent who kicked him when he celebrated too much, knocked the racket out of his hand. And when Shonk bent down to pick it up, he got kicked. I think we've all come across rec sports hero at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even know who I think they're both worthy of discussion here. Way too fired up. Pickleball winner and violent attack against him, right?
So Shonk talked about this afterwards.
Yeah.
He did an interview with the Kitchen Pickleballs blog.
As one would do.
Yes. He said, I was fired up after the win. I went to tap his paddle and it fell out of his hand. I immediately bent to pick it up for him. No bad intentions. But what happened next shocked everyone.
Shonk said this?
Yes. The blog reported that Shonk was left unconscious for 3 hours and needed to go to the hospital. He was not unconscious for 3 hours because you see him sit up right away. Despite what happened, he decided not to press charges. He said, I have a family, 2 healthy businesses, and I play pickleball for recreation and challenge. I don't have time to waste with this guy, Shonk said.
He takes his pickleball. He doesn't want to cut into his pickleball time.
Mm. In response to the video, many online commenters suggested that Shonk slapped the paddle out of the man's hand rather than knocking it accidentally. He said, hard to tell, but does Pete, or someone says, hard to tell, but does Pete slap the paddle out of the other guy's hands instead of shaking his hand? If so, he's the instigator here. Doesn't deserve getting kicked in the face, arguably, but does he think that he's not in the wrong? Peter's a douche. Actions have consequences, another argued.
All right, so I play adult league hockey.
This guy.
And there was one guy in the league for a few years, and everybody knew him. Like, other teams knew him. When you find out somebody...
Notorious.
He was a notorious player in our league. That was the ultimate behind-the-play cheap shot guy. Mm. I remember once, you know, I'm playing defense, puck gets cleared out of our zone. I come skating out from behind my own net. I'm like almost the last person down the ice. Everybody's going the other way, looking the other way, and I'm kind of casually skating up the ice. I'm not really getting involved in the play. And this guy's behind me, and as he skates past, he slashes me in the back of the skates, right in the Achilles area.
That's bogue.
But that was par for the course for this rec league, beer league hockey hero who was always in the bat. He was actually really good at low-key taking cheap shots. And in a non-check league, you're battling the corner and the butt end of his stick finds his way up into your ribs.
This guy doesn't need to be playing.
No. Well, and I'm like, what I came to discover was that not only did I despise him, the entire league despised him. But I feel like everybody at one point in their life comes across rec league hero.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember we talked a lot about Central Michigan the last couple of days.
Yep.
My freshman year at Central, playing basketball against a guy like that.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the guy was, you go to drive and he would lock up with you and take you down. Like, he would just lock up.
When he's playing defense?
When he's playing defense. And then he would take you to the ground. Like, what are you doing? Dude, play defense. You know, if I'm coming in too hot, then call a charge or whatever. You get the ball. I don't care. But what are you doing? And after four or five times of this, I'd had enough.
Here we go.
Well, and then fine. You're going to take me down. I'm going to land on you aggressively with a well-placed knee or elbow. You know, and then you stand over you and say, now what? It ended it right there, you know? And in your situation, I'm putting myself in your skates.
Yeah, sure.
In that situation. Like, if I already know that this guy is well-known throughout the league for being a jackass,
yep.
I feel like the first time he does something, you just kind of grab onto him and say, all right, let's nip this in the bud right now. This is behind to play crap. You don't need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep doing this, we're going to have an issue. So just stop it now. We're cool, but just stop it. Then when he does it again, then you tell your entire team and everybody jumps on the guy.
248-539-9797. I don't know if I want to say who's your shonk or who's the kicker. Because I think they're both worthy of separate discussions.
I feel like the guy who kicked, though, it is kind of separate, right? The guy who does the kick, it's an overreaction.
Without question.
If he thinks the guy slapped the pedal out of his hand and the guy's coming in hot already, it's like, okay, you kind of want to check shonk at some point. Just not the way that he did it with a kick.
Yeah.
I don't think he imagined he was going to knock the guy out temporarily with a light kick to the face.
3 hours, Gator.
Yeah.
He was not knocked out for 3 hours.
I'm not buying Shonk at all.
He was not knocked out for 3 seconds.